More than 6,000 guns were stolen in Australia over a two-year period between 2013 and 2015, while the annual number of thefts has almost doubled since 2009. Those figures were compiled from police reports obtained through Freedom of Information requests by the group Gun Control Australia. But a top criminologist believes it's unlikely the stolen guns are finding their way into the hands of organised crime gangs. Angela Lavoie-Pierre reports.
The annual rate of gun theft has almost doubled since 2009. That's the case made by Gun Control Australia in a report analysing police data on gun thefts from mid-2013 to mid-2015. The chairwoman of Gun Control Australia, Sam Lee, argues that increase represents a serious problem for law enforcement.
We're seeing a doubling of the number of firearms being stolen. Back in 2009, the Australian Institute of Criminology published their study on stolen firearms, and that was around 1,700 guns. We're now looking around over 3,000 guns being stolen in 2015.
Sam Lee is concerned those guns are finding their way onto the black market and into the hands of criminals.
The majority of firearms that are stolen are never recovered. These firearms are moving into the illicit market. It's our concern that the legal market is feeding the illicit market, that the number of guns flowing into the illicit market are coming from private homes, from legal gun owners.
Professor Michael Kennedy from the University of Western Sydney agrees the apparent increase deserves to be watched, but he's sceptical the weapons are falling into the hands of organised crime gangs.
And I'd suggest to you that the types of firearms that are being stolen and the areas that they're being stolen from where there's been increases, there is no evidence to support that at all. My concern would be if there was an increase in the number of handheld firearms, whether they be made in China or Austria or wherever.
The figures from Gun Control Australia show that in New South Wales, one jurisdiction where such data was available, the vast majority of the stolen guns were rifles taken from homes. Sam Lee from Gun Control Australia is calling for stricter controls.
We want alarm systems for all safes in houses that store firearms, an alarm system that is connected to a police station. We also want a limit in the number of firearms that any individual gun licence holder can hold, and that limit being three. There is enough guns out there in the community. We don't need any more firearms being stored in local homes that can be stolen and then move into the illicit market.
Professor Michael Kennedy says there's no case for that.
The issue of firearm-related incidents, critical incidents, the issue of firearm-related deaths is not relative to the number of firearms that have been either misplaced or stolen or passed on to another owner. And there is no basis for them to be suggesting that all of a sudden this industry needs to be regulated so stringently that it becomes counterproductive.
He says the profile of the guns involved suggests it's not criminals who are ending up with them.
They're going to collectors, or they're going to farmers that traditionally might register their firearm or might not. Any self-respecting criminal, and I work in organised crime and major crime, any self-respecting criminal who wants to be taken seriously is going to be owning a handheld firearm. They're not going to be walking around with a sawn-off hunting rifle.
The Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission estimates there are more than 260,000 firearms in the illicit firearms market.
Angela Lavoie-Pierre reporting.